Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. Butte to have another school. Butte will soon be the only city in the United States, except Philadelphia, with a central Catholic high school for boys and another for girls, according to the announcement of Bishop John P. Carroll of the Diocese of Helena. He addressed the 72 members of the graduating class at the Broadway Theater last night. Bishop Carroll said that the contract already had been signed by the Christian Brothers, whose novitiate is at New Rochelle, New York, for the provision of instruction of the boys at a proposed additional Catholic high school for this city. Bishop Carroll awarded diplomas to the members of the graduating class and then delivered an address. In his address to the students and their friends and relatives, the bishop praised them for their support of the Catholic institutions of learning in this district, and quoted Bishop Spalding, who said that the outstanding fact in the religious life of the country was the system of Catholic education, which has an enormous influence, although it's not supported by state subsidy or by contributions from the wealthy. Patriotism was the dominant note of the bishop's address, as it was through all of the program. Bishop Carroll called upon the Catholic people of Butte to support the war program with every atom of their resources, and at one point in his address said, "May God grant the result of this war will be the extension of liberty of this nation, civil and religious, to all corners of the earth." He urged the boys of the Catholic schools, who are below selective service age, to continue their education until they arrive at age 21. "We need men, it is true," he said, "but we are woefully short on leaders. We can afford to wait a few years to give a better education to our young men. In the meantime, there are plenty of men who are over 21 to care for immediate needs." It was noticeable that while the girls of the graduating class applauded the statement, none of the young men did. The students of the parochial school system took part in the first section of the commencement program. Among them, St. Mary's Band, pupils of the Holy Savior School, boys of St. Patrick's, girls of St. Lawrence's, pupils of Sacred Heart, and boys of St. Joseph's. The valedictory address was given by Mary Cunningham, and the four classes of Central High sang under the direction of Mrs. Frances Hart Parks. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.